peace in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it endures forever, and is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all worship and all praise to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. I really appreciate them for this opportunity. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together in the spirit of unity. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your Bibles and pens and notebooks, and we'll come back with a word of prayer. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper so that we can take notes and study together. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we first want to say, holy is your name. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, this moment that you have ordained from the beginning of time, for this to take place at this point in time, in this dispensation, as we study your word together in a spirit of unity. Father, we ask for your forgiveness, and we repent for anything that is not like you in our lives. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forgiven us through the shedding of your blood, the remission of our sin. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, for you are the teacher. Lord, I ask that you move upon each and every listener right now within the sound of my voice. Move in their lives in an unusual way. Show your glory and reveal yourself to them even the more. Lord, we ask that you put us all, hide us all behind the cross on this day so that it is all of you working through us and none of us, oh God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people, O God, on this day, as we are all your children and we are your servants, committed, pledging our allegiance to you, O God, Lord of all lords, King of all kings, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for moving by your Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that the word will fall on good ground and take root and germinate and produce much fruit, all for your glory alone. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the past broadcasts, we have been exploring Romans chapter 12. And last Thursday, we were in Romans chapter 12, and I believe we went over verses 11 through 15. And this will conclude our study on Romans chapter 12 today, because we will be going through verses 16 through 21. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and you all can follow along with me in your translations as we always do as we study the Word of God together. It is always a pleasure, and it is always a joy to be able to study with you and just share the Word of God. It is so beautiful. Beautiful are the feet of them who bring the gospel of Jesus the Christ. And we are all ministers of reconciliation. So yes, all of our feet are beautiful if we bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us begin in Romans chapter 12, beginning at the 16th verse. And it reads, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, or exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people, things, and give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest, noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you," Scripture says, "live at peace with everyone. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay, requite,' says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not let yourself be overcome by evil. Come or master evil with good." What does it mean to master something? Verse 21 says, "Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome and master evil with good." To master something means to be or become completely proficient or skilled in. To deal with successfully. To have dominance or the power to defeat over. To have a firm understanding or knowledge of above. So he's telling us to master evil with good. That means we have to become completely proficient and skilled in that which is good. And what is good but the Word of God? And who is good but God? Amen. Let us go over to 1 Peter chapter 4, and let's look at verses 8 through 11. And it reads, "Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins. It forgives and disregards the offenses of others. Practice hospitality to one another, those of the household of faith. Be hospitable. Be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigners, the poor, and all others who come your way, who are of Christ's body. And in each instance, do it ungrudgingly, cordially, and graciously, without complaining, but as representing him who? Jesus the Christ. As each of you has received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it for one another as befits good trustees of God's many-sided grace, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor. Whoever speaks, let him do it as one who utters oracles of God. Whoever renders service, let him do it as with the strength which God furnishes abundantly, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever, throughout the endless ages. Amen. So be it. We have been discussing the Romans chapter 12, and the theme that has come out in this study is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 5, I believe. And it says, so we, speaking of the body of Christ, numerous as we are one body in Christ, the Messiah. And individually, we are parts one of another, mutually dependent on one another. We are to do all that we know to do as unto the Lord, especially doing good to those of the household of faith. We must speak life into the lives of every person, especially those of the household of faith. Let's go over to Mark chapter 12, and let's look at verses 29 through 31. And this is putting us in remembrance. Jesus is putting us in remembrance. The Holy Spirit is putting us in remembrance of whatsoever God has said. And beginning at the 29th verse in Mark chapter 12, it says, Jesus answered, the first and principal one of all commands is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God out of and with your whole heart, and out of and with all your soul, your life, of and with all your mind, with all your faculty of thought, and your moral understanding, and out of and with all your strength. This is the first and principal commandment. What is the condition of our heart toward God? Because whatever the condition of our heart is on the inside, the outside, that which other people see, will reflect what is inside your heart, especially toward God and especially toward one another. And then it says in verse 31, the second command is like it, and is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's so important, because if you don't love yourself the way God loves you, it is very difficult for you to convey the proper love on others the way that God wants us to love, which is His agape, the supernatural way to love, which is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Then it says at the end of the verse, in verse 31, there is no other commandment greater than these. You know, it says in verse 30 in Mark chapter 12, it says, you shall love the Lord your God out of and with your whole heart. Out of and with all your soul. That means your mind, will, and emotions. Your life. Out of and with all your mind. So not only do we serve God with our heart, but we must serve God in our mind as well, in our thoughts, in the things that we think, in the deeds that we do. We must do it to glorify God. In the thoughts that we think, we must think them to bring glory, the way that we serve Him and serve others. We must do it in love to the glory and honor of God. Because people will know that we are Christ's disciples by the love that we show, the care that we give toward one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Even those who are yet coming into the fold. We are the only epistles, living epistles, that the world will see. And they will want to serve Jesus the Christ based on what they see us do, and how we act, and the deeds that we do, and how we portray ourselves. Because we are Christ's representatives. We are His ambassadors. We represent Him. And He is the kingdom, the Word of God. We must become proficient and skilled and mastering and dealing with successfully evil with good. We must be able to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling by the power and leading of the Holy Spirit. And He helps us, and He convicts us, and He arrests us, and He corrects us, and He teaches us, and He leads us, and He guides us into all truth. And that which is good is God, and we have God's word, and everything that is contained in our Holy Bible, God's word, is to give us an expected end. For the Lord says, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you. Over in Jeremiah, it says, he says, thoughts of good and not evil. Thoughts of good welfare, to bring you good welfare, for your welfare, your well-being, and to bring you to an expected end. So as we conclude this study on Romans chapter 12, you know, in Jeremiah 29:13, it says, then you will seek me, God says, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. God wants us to search for him, to seek his face. It is always about relationship. It is never about religion. And Ecclesiastes 12:13, and we will close with this. It says, all has been heard. The end of the matter is, fear God, revere and worship him, knowing that he is his commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole duty of every man. For those of you who want to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life today, Jesus loves you. God loves you so much. He loves and cares for you every day. And he has since your birth. He wakes you up every morning. He blesses you with food and clothes. He's blessed you with family. He's given you joy and peace and good times, even in the midst of the sad times. He loves us so much. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, who stripped himself of all divine privileges and rights to become just like you and me, and be born as a man, to walk among us, and to give up his life for all mankind. He shed his blood. He went through the abuse. He went through the agony. He went through the pain for you and me. And he wants you to come to him. He wants you to run into his outstretched arms and let him wrap his arms around you and let him heal your heart and heal your mind and save you from utter damnation. That's what he came here to do, to save us. He is a deliverer. He is a way maker. He is a promise keeper. He is a miracle worker. And he is the living God. For those of you who want to make Jesus Lord of your life today, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I recognize that I have not been doing what you will want me to do according to your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. And I repent. And I turn. And I go another way. The way of you, Lord Jesus. I repent from everything that's not like you. I want to know you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for coming into my heart right now, washing me with your precious blood, which was shed on Calvary for the remission of my sin. You did it to clean me up and to save me. And not only did you give up your life for me on Calvary, but you rose on the third day. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I thank you for coming into my heart to live. And I thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in me now. I thank you, Lord, that by your grace, through my faith and belief right now, I am saved. For those of you who prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. For those of you who rededicated your life, welcome home. And if you would like to get in touch with anyone at Harvest New Life Church International, especially Apostle Charles E. Ellis or Pastor Patty Ellis, or if you have any prayer requests that you would like prayer for, or if you have any praise reports of miracles and healings, and especially the testimony of salvation, please contact us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That is harvestnlc@gmail.com. We can also be reached via telephone, and that is area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. God bless all of you for tuning in. Until we meet again and we study again together in a spirit of unity, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good God day. We'll see you again soon.